Welcome to another edition of Giants Mailbag here on Giants.com. I'm Anita Marks. He is Lance Meadow. You ready for question number one?
Absolutely.
All right. Maurice in California wants to know, is it better for the quality of the game to have a bye week before the Super Bowl?
Well, Maurice, the numbers look good right now in the case of a bye week. Why? Four of the last five Super Bowls have been decided by 6 points or less, Anita. So the product hasn't really fallen off as a result of having the additional week. Plus, if you use this year's as an example, the Panthers and the Broncos came out of their respective championship games pretty banged up. Thomas Davis, their top linebacker, their defensive end, Jared Allen, their safety, Roman Harper for Carolina. They could use an extra week. On Denver's side, the two safeties, Darian Stewart and T.J. Ward, are going to take advantage of some extra time off. So from that perspective, I think it doesn't hurt the product on the field. However, there is also the momentum argument, and the momentum is all about, hey, you're coming off an impressive victory, Anita. You want to be able to build off of that. But I think in recent history, the bye week certainly has not hurt the level of production on the field in the Super Bowl.
Also, keep in mind, I've covered a number of Super Bowls, and what happens is, believe it or not, is the week prior to the week of Super Bowl is the week that teams really prepare for their opponent. Because once a team arrives into the Super Bowl city, of course, which this year is San Francisco, it's media responsibility, it's appearances, it's this and that. It's hard to prepare for your opponent the week that you are in that Super Bowl city. So that's why it's really kind of not a bye week. This is the most important week, of course, leading into the week of Super Bowl. That makes any sense.
Well, this is the week that I think closely resembles what a typical week in the regular season is, Anita. So you're right. That's why it's important. Prep this week, and then you get a little off schedule the following week where you have to worry about the media, such as people like us.
Yes. Yes. This is from Johan in Denmark, wants to know, who do you think's going to win Super Bowl 50?
Well, Johan, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers. I think this team has been arguably the most consistent football team all season long on defense as well as on offense. And here's the thing. The Denver Broncos have not been able to run the ball quite effectively in these two postseason games, Anita. So if this game becomes one-sided and Carolina has Peyton Manning exactly where it wants him, which is to throw the ball 30 to 40 times, I think it plays right into the hands of Carolina's defense, which is so opportunistic, so good at taking away the football. Carolina's done a very good job protecting Cam Newton. And what is Denver's strength on defense? Getting to the opposing quarterback. Carolina has not nearly surrendered as many sacks as what Pittsburgh and New England has done this season. So I think pass protection will not be an issue for the Carolina Panthers.
I'm with you. I want to see a good game. So I'm worried it's going to be somewhat of a blowout. But I'm with you. I think Carolina wins. Again, this has been your Giants Mailbag with Anita Marks and Lance Meadow.